Listening, Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
During the Middle Ages, the populations of towns grew and so did the volume of trade. Trade routes grew too, but because the roads were pretty bad and even dangerous, most goods were still transported by water. At this time, the merchants were the elite of towns. Merchant guilds regulated prices, quality, and business practice. As well as the merchant guilds, there were the craft guilds. These regulated the quality and working hours and conditions of its members. There were 3 levels of craftsmen: masters, journeymen, and apprentices. Parents paid to place their son with a master craftsman as an apprentice. In return, he got food, accommodation, and training in the craft. After a few years, the apprentice became a journeyman. This has nothing to do with a journey, but comes from the French word journée, meaning day, and meant the journeyman was paid by the day. Eventually, the journeyman would become a master craftsman and own his own shop. New roadways were often built directly on top of the old, and street levels rose and rose. In London, the original Roman roads are about 8 metres beneath the street level of today. As you might imagine, the streets were pretty dirty. Open drain channels ran along them, and people often threw dirty water out of windows. Pigs and other animals were also found in the streets because houses and gardens were too small. Curfews were imposed in towns to keep the peace. The curfew bell was rung at 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening to tell shopkeepers to close for the day. Anyone in the street after that had to carry a light and have a pretty good excuse for being out. Most houses were made of wood, and because they were very close together, fires were frequent and spread quickly. Beds were made of straw and were commonly kept close to open domestic fires for warmth, which caused lots of house fires. Straw roofs were also common. Everybody had to keep a full container of water outside their door. When there was a fire, everyone had to help by pulling down burning roofs and even pulling down buildings to stop the fire spreading. Bells were the main way of telling the time and making announcements. The day began with the ringing of a bell at 4 or 5 o'clock. Most shops and market stalls opened at 6 and closed at 3 o'clock. Others stayed open until the curfew bell sounded. A common bell was rung to announce civic meetings and courts, and as an alarm in case of fire or attack. Every town also had a town crier who rang a handbell when he walked around the town telling the townspeople the main news of the day. During the Middle Ages, the populations of towns grew and so did the volume of trade. Trade routes grew too, but because the roads were pretty bad and even dangerous, most goods were still transported by water. At this time, the merchants were the elite of towns. Merchant guilds regulated prices, quality, and business practice. As well as the merchant guilds, there were the craft guilds. These regulated the quality and working hours and conditions of its members. There were 3 levels of craftsmen: masters, journeymen, and apprentices. Parents paid to place their son with a master craftsman as an apprentice. In return, he got food, accommodation, and training in the craft. After a few years, the apprentice became a journeyman. This has nothing to do with a journey, but comes from the French word journée, meaning day, and meant the journeyman was paid by the day. Eventually, the journeyman would become a master craftsman and own his own shop. New roadways were often built directly on top of the old, and street levels rose and rose. In London, the original Roman roads are about 8 metres beneath the street level of today. As you might imagine, the streets were pretty dirty. Open drain channels ran along them, and people often threw dirty water out of windows. Pigs and other animals were also found in the streets because houses and gardens were too small. Curfews were imposed in towns to keep the peace. The curfew bell was rung at 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening to tell shopkeepers to close for the day. Anyone in the street after that had to carry a light and have a pretty good excuse for being out. Most houses were made of wood, and because they were very close together, fires were frequent and spread quickly. Beds were made of straw and were commonly kept close to open domestic fires for warmth, which caused lots of house fires. Straw roofs were also common. Everybody had to keep a full container of water outside their door. When there was a fire, everyone had to help by pulling down burning roofs and even pulling down buildings to stop the fire spreading. Bells were the main way of telling the time and making announcements. The day began with the ringing of a bell at 4 or 5 o'clock. Most shops and market stalls opened at 6 and closed at 3 o'clock. Others stayed open until the curfew bell sounded. A common bell was rung to announce civic meetings and courts, and as an alarm in case of fire or attack. Every town also had a town crier who rang a handbell when he walked around the town telling the townspeople the main news of the day.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.